This is a previously recorded episode.
Right, girl.
Are you kidding me with this? Where's my intro?
Hey, you. That's right, you. It's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night. So that means it's time for Detroit's only 5'2" sexy and spicy time bomb. This is The Corner with K-Hub. And this is her corner, not yours. Don't be fooled by the D-cups and perfect ass, because she's got a killer mind and a whole lot of sass. She gets in through your ears, and then you can't get her out of your mind. Your weekly dose of Craigslist crazies, news, the top 10 at 10, and more. She'll make you blush, she'll make you laugh, but most importantly, she'll make you think. So give it up for your host, the one, the only, K-Hub, only on PodcastDetroit.com.
Now that's more like it. Now I can get started.
Really good.
Welcome back, Detroit and Internet Land, everyone listening all across the world. This is The Corner with K-Hub, and today is episode 102. Okay, I was concerned. I was concerned before I showed up tonight because I don't... Where's my bell? I need this already. I don't have my regular co-hosts.
Well, that's the sound you and I are going to be making later tonight.
Oh, I don't think we are going to be doing that. No, I don't. Maybe in your dreams, young man. I'm too old for things like that or the discussion itself. You haven't seen the content. I'm K-Hub. Today is March 29th, 2016. It is Tuesday night. It's 10 o'clock somewhere. I know it is here for sure. And this is my corner, not yours. We are at Podcast Detroit above the lovely Active 8 Gaming right here in Ferndale, Michigan. Make sure that you check them out. Or if you want to book your fun event here, you can give them a call at 248-468-8000. Tonight I am drinking an amazing beer from Falling Down Beer Company, so you want to make sure you get on out and check them out at 2270 East 10 Mile Road in Warren, Michigan, or give them a call at 586-799-2739. If you're in there, mention Podcast Detroit, you will get $1 off of your first beer. However, we did learn there's a few disclaimers here to the coupon. Hawks and Lunacy and I day drink on Saturday at Falling Down Beer Company, who is a station affiliate and provides us all of that amazing free beer out there. And you cannot redeem the coupon on the beer special. Okay, that's very important to know. However, it shouldn't matter, because if you're too cheap to pay full price for the special, which was $3.25 a pint for a nice homebrew, go the fuck home.
You're probably a juggalo.
We should make that the word of the week. Mm-hmm. Shit. So make sure you check out our station affiliates as well. If you've missed any of our shows last week, you can check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, any of the platforms to get our show, or you can hop on over to our website at podcastdetroit.com. You can download them for free or stream them live. It's a fantastic feature. You can also get our app in the Play Store and iTunes Store as well. They are also free. I really need to pre-record this stuff.
Yeah, you have a big opening, so you should pre-record that.
I have a lot of sponsors.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talk all day on my day job. All day. Yeah. I'm exhausted.
Or because you're a woman?
No, because that's what I do for a living.
Do you really?
Yes, I talk all day. I negotiate for money all day. She's and right. I win all day.
Yeah. Can you negotiate more money for me?
I could probably try. My goal this month at work was to collect $150,000, and I will do that.
What are you going to do with the $150,000?
Oh, well, I don't know what the company is going to do with it, but I'm going to collect it for them.
Oh.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it was for yourself.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. So really quick, let's get through our sponsors who obviously keep this show running here every Tuesday night. So we have Tom Stewart Plumbing and Drain. You can reach out to them at 586-625-7800. I should make you read your own ad when you come to visit me.
Yeah.
Or you can check them out at TomStewartPlumbing.com. They are local, fast, friendly, insured, licensed, and bonded, have emergency hours, and a vehicle. So make sure you call Tom Stewart Plumbing and Drain.
Can I interrupt this plug real quick?
Yes.
I had them do work for me.
You did?
I swear on my life, I had them redo a shower, and it was amazing.
Fantastic. Oh, see? Chris. See? Chris gave you an amazing review. We should actually clip that out and send that to you.
Yeah.
So I always feel like my S's come out very predominant in here, and I don't know why. I cannot stop it. Skinny's Auto Service. You can catch them at 586-806-3010 or push, pull, or drag your broken vehicle to 5598 East 10 Mile Road in Warren, Michigan. They actually just took her car there on my recommendation.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and he not only repaired for less than half of the cost that everyone else, I think, quoted her, also told her what was wrong with her car, how long she could probably get away with it being that way, what she needed to fix right away, and didn't gouge her on any prices. He was very honest and fair. So
nice.
Yeah, so make sure that you check out Skinny's Auto Service. Those are both Warren-based businesses. And then WeStuckStickers.com. You can check them out on the web at www.WeStuckStickers.com. If you're a band or even just a fan, you can get stickers by the piece or by the bulk. They are also local, fast, friendly, and have free shipping. If you mention The Corner with K-Hub, they might throw in an extra sticker, but at least you can say you knew me. So check out all of our sponsors and make sure that you're participating in spending your money locally. Quit sending it overseas, please.
If you spend money overseas, Donald Trump wins.
He's such an idiot.
He does have a hot wife, though. I give him that.
She's an immigrant, and he talks about deportation and building walls.
Well,
he's the biggest fool. Donald Trump is a diversion, and we've talked about this for weeks on the show. He's just a diversion for the American people to look at and vote for everything else behind closed doors to happen when no one's paying attention.
Hold on. Let me back this up. You know, you already explained why he hates immigrants. He's married to one. His wife has now made him hate all immigrants.
Yeah, I think it's multiple at this time, isn't it? Isn't that like his third immigrant wife?
I think that is his third immigrant wife. And then, you know what? We have a call center at my job, and they're in India. And so we always communicate back and forth because we're on the same team. You know, so the call center. You might get my friend over there. You might get me.
We are on the same team. Thank you for your support.
We are on the same team. You know, we work each other's accounts. You know, it is what it is. You know, they are – because I work for a global company. So my company's in 14 countries or something like that. So – and we work very well together. So I defend my Indian coworkers a lot because, look – they're just trying to make a buck just like us American people. They're working for the man just like we're working for the man. So the people on our level here, like I have a different respect because you know what? They get yelled at even worse than I get yelled at in a call center just because of their nationality. And you guys know it. We've all done it.
Absolutely.
I've yelled at the Asian call center at Comcast every week for the last 6 months. I'm not joking.
I believe you. Comcast is the devil.
But then I got a dude in the Sterling Heights call center who totally made everything right, cut my bill in half, gave me exactly what I wanted. And all I had to do was have a discussion with him.
I'm going to give you a Comcast secret that I figured out. And I do this. I don't ever call. I just go to the walk-in center. If you go to the walk-up customer service center, they'll always take care of you. They cut your bill. And it's first time, like what they call first resolve or whatever.
Yeah.
You just go to the walk-in center.
That's fantastic. So this is all coming from Chris Slapnicks, and you are the guitar player, and you do some vocals for Eva Under Fire.
Well, I play guitar, and I scream sometimes. Oh. That's not really vocals.
Well, it's still vocals. Are you using your mouth and omitting a noise from your vocal cords?
I mean, that's such a setup right there. I mean, a lot of women do that for a living.
Just answer the question.
I mean, yes, I do.
A lot do.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's illegal.
Eh, whatever.
If they call it flowers, it might not be.
They call it flowers.
Yes.
You're just paying them. You're really just paying them to be quiet
and
leave.
Way too much Craigslist browsing right there.
That's Backpage now.
Yeah, Backpage. Yeah,
absolutely. So, for those of you as well, listeners, welcome back, Tom Stewart, longtime friend, one of my closest buds, and you're from Stewart Entertainment.
Yeah,
and
also just changed the name.
Yes, you sure did. And so when I went to tag. Formerly known as Stewart Ernest Management, I felt like I was searching for Prince.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't sure what to call you.
It was a symbol now.
Exactly.
Because it made you go crazy.
Yeah, or if you're calling yourself like Snoop Lion, you know.
Right.
Remembers that.
Yeah. Yep.
Snoop Lion. What are you doing, Snoop?
Yeah, that was when he was doing like reggae.
He has fame. He doesn't need to do that. So welcome to The Corner with K-Hub, you guys. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I haven't had you, but thank you for coming into the studio.
Not yet.
In your dreams, baby. So the rest of your band could not be here due to some other obligations, so we will miss them all.
They're lazy bastards.
Probably so. I wouldn't doubt that all of them are laying on their couches. I've done it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised. But nonetheless, Lunacy's out tonight. His child is sick, and Hawks has a late-night shift driving a truck now. Okay. So we don't know when he's coming back.
Right.
So it just might be K-Hub. We might not call it a corner anymore. Well, yeah, as long as his kid is feeling well.
Yeah.
You should have brought his kid here.
Heck, and his sick old germs all over?
Why not?
Would you want to give a child your sick, nasty germs?
No, that's called being a pedophile, so I'm not interested in that.
Oh, no. What is on your that amazing sweatshirt you're wearing?
Gorgeous Kelly Kapowski.
It is. Stand up from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Wait. We need pictures. We have to poke. Is it okay that we post you to the page? Awesome, hold on. I need the camera because we get some things here. We don't get Kelly Kapowski sweatshirts. And that is very
flashy. Wow. Very 90s. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I loved that show.
Did you?
Did you watch that show, Chris?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, I did.
Absolutely. Who didn't watch that show?
What boy did not love Kelly Kapowski?
What girl did not like Kelly Kapowski? Yeah.
That show was I was just a little too old for it, I think.
I caught it. Well, I didn't catch it in like first run because I'm a little too young for that. I caught it on reruns.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. See, now I caught it in the first run and you would have been old enough to not be interested.
Yes.
Just because you're only a couple years, but it was right at that cusp of the age where I was like, I could watch it. And then what happened was I was younger when I started watching it, so I might as well just finish it.
Right.
At that point, I'm hooked.
Yeah.
You've got me on Zach.
Yeah.
I love horrible TV shows. Like, I loved Fuller House.
I did not watch that.
I watched the whole – they came out that, season on Netflix. I watched that all in one day.
Did you?
I did.
That's funny.
And it's, like, we're so stupid, but I knew that before I started watching it.
Well, it was a stupid show to start with.
Absolutely. Yeah. So people who trash it, I'm like, well, if you like the first one, you'll probably like Fuller House because it's – just as schmaltzy.
I'm not a big TV watcher, so when I do watch TV, I find something really exciting. I found Schitt's Creek. Have you watched it?
No.
It's absolutely hilarious, and it actually has a pretty top-of-the-line cast, but it's about a family, and mom and dad buy their snot-nosed kids a town called Schitt's Creek as a joke.
That sounds amazing.
Yes, and it ends up being that dude's business partner takes him for all of his money, and the only thing left is Schitt's Creek. So they have to go live there. So let me give you the
what channel is that on?
Pop.
What the hell is Pop? Is this like a channel though, where like the TV can be like how Breaking Bad and Sons of Anarchy were a little more, they weren't networked, so they could get away with more. Is it kind of like that?
Well, no. Well, it actually says it's a Canadian sitcom.
Hmm. Oh, I can't watch that then.
It's hilarious. Hold on. The cast is fantastic. So it's got Eugene Levy, Daniel Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Annie Murphy, Emily Hampshire, Jennifer Robertson. Dude, it's so funny.
Canada, I can't trust anything that comes from Canada. We got Justin Bieber and Nickelback. I mean, what else can they give us?
Yeah, this is true. And so I guess we'll see what happens in the next series. But it's definitely funny. You should check it out, even though it's Canadian.
You know what? You should watch this if we're talking about TV. If you have Hulu, that 11/26, whatever the next part is, it's that Stephen King about the JFK assassination. It's a Stephen King miniseries, but it's not like a documentary about it. It's like this guy goes back in time to try to stop the assassination.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But it's by Stephen King, so you know it's going to be messed up.
I like Stephen King. I like his books. They take a minute to get into because they're very long-worded, but fantastic. So anything that he does or portrays on a television is always equally awesome. So I think we should do, what do we want to do? Do we want to do news?
I love news. Let's talk about news.
You want to talk about news?
And then we'll tell everyone why you're voting for Donald Trump.
I'm not voting for Donald Trump.
That's not what you told me outside.
Ugh, he's an idiot.
You have your Make America Great shirt on.
I don't even own one at all. So we have some news. I lost my content. This happens on my show because I don't print this out. So I use Google Drive. I should probably upgrade.
Yeah.
I thought I was doing myself a favor.
I was going to tell you, I hate that Google Drive.
Why?
Because I'll have like four or five different emails open, like where you can add like a bunch of emails.
Mm-hmm.
And when you send me that, I have to close every single email except for the one you sent to me. And then I have to sign back into all my other emails after I open that document. It's the weirdest thing.
Oh, well, why didn't you say something sooner?
I just thought of it. Like this morning, I was like, man, do I really want to even open this document? I'm going to have to sign out of Jeremy's email, my business, my Tom Stewart Plumbing email, my, you know, just to open that.
I will download it as a PDF and send it to you.
All right.
I will do that next time. That's good to know. That's useful information in trying to run the show because I don't want to have people do extra work to read what's going on in the show.
I don't know why. You know, Google's usually so streamlined for everything else. I don't know why they make you do that. It's weird.
I don't know. Google's quirky, though. Apparently, everything is going on over here at the 10 and Ryan Burger King in Warren.
Is that where they stole a bunch of Whoppers?
Yeah.
I saw that today.
Did you see this?
I did.
Yeah. So the police in Warren are looking for persons who broke into a semi-truck at a warehouse and stole 33 cases of Whoppers.
Wow.
It was the Hamburglar.
That's fantastic. So police say that they're looking for the Hamburglars. Oh, look, you beat them to it. Who found the semi-truck parked on Ryan south of 10 Mile on Friday night. According to the truck driver, he parked on Ryan and was waiting to make delivery when he fell asleep. That's not uncommon. These truck drivers are driving.
Right. He must have ran out of cocaine and meth.
Something happened. So, wow. That could have gone in a whole other direction. So when he woke up, he went to move the truck and noticed that the lock was broken. So they really went to great cause to break into the truck here. And someone had broken in and stolen the 33 cases of the trademark hamburgers.
What do you think they're going to do with them? That's what I want to know.
I would suspect they're going to eat them.
That's ridiculous.
That's a lot. I mean, I can eat some meat, but that's a lot of meat. Yeah.
Maybe they're going to have a party.
Sweet. Invite me to that party.
Yeah.
I would definitely go.
Yeah, so police are hoping that someone saw these hamburglers. There was no cameras in the area.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm just trying to figure out where Ten and Ryan. I'm just trying to picture that corner.
Yeah, I can't either.
It must be an empty lot because, you know, the truck drivers, they will pull over if they can't, you know, pull the truck into business to.
They definitely go in empty lots after they pick up lot lizards.
They do. Lot lizards are pretty disgusting.
If I was a truck driver, I would be all about the lot lizards.
You would?
That would be like the bonus of the job. Yeah. I would write a book about the lot lizards across America.
But what would you do with them? You know what? I feel like.
What do you mean, what would I do with them?
It'd be a coffee table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd come with a free STD test and some condoms.
Listeners. Listeners. We need to stop the show right now because I fully believe that Chris is. We've talked about it for years on the show. I've always said I needed some sort of Joe Dirt person to come in here and tell me stories every single week and have a complete saga going on. And I believe you would be that guy.
I might be. I don't know.
Would you be the corner with K-Hub's Joe Dirt?
I guess so.
I think it would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Did anyone hear what happened with Egypt Air Flight 181?
The guy
hijacked it or something?
The guy hijacked it, but you know why? He actually wanted to talk to his ex-wife or something, right?
Yes.
Now, what guy would hijack a plane to talk to your ex-wife?
I don't know.
Why don't you just kill her and bury her somewhere like every normal dude?
Yeah. I don't know, but the Egyptian officials dismissed the man as not a terrorist, but an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, flat out. So there was a blanket suspension on all flights from Larnaca. It had to be lifted, you know, after 8 hours after this ordeal. They were like making plane arrangements.
Right.
To take people off of the plane. So, yeah.
I don't understand why he wanted to talk to his ex-wife that bad. Like, I just don't get it.
No. Or why you just didn't book the right flight.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't get that either.
That guy just sounds like a nut.
Absolutely. So, you know, I guess there was a request from the hijackers that women and children be allowed to leave the plane and for police to move back. So, I mean, it's not like he was trying to harm anybody.
Man, this woman must have – I can't say what I want to say. Never mind.
She must have a golden vagina.
Yeah, I was going to say she must have the best pussy ever for you to want to risk your life to hijack a plane over some bitch who didn't want you. Right. Come on.
And gain international attention? Right. This is not the
international main shame. Like, he's going to go to jail for, like, the rest of his life.
Oh, so, yeah, something's going to happen because they're perceiving this as – although they're donning him an idiot.
It's still, like, a terrorist – event in a way, so he'll probably go to jail for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah.
You're hijacking a plane, especially right. after 9/11. Oh, man, that's just.
Last I checked, there was zero tolerance.
Right. Yeah. Did you – like when I was a kid, this really happened. I wasn't always a upstanding citizen like I am today.
Oh, so I was, no, wait. That's a big surprise.
Yeah, so I was going through the airport as a kid and, you know, you put your bag on the your carry-on bag on the belt. And I was like, hopefully you don't find my bomb in there. But this, you know, this was before 9/11, and the guy like got serious and told my mom that's not funny and blah blah blah. Wow. I got a stern talking to, but yeah.
Well, at least you only got a stern talking to. Jeez. Yeah.
Well, that was like, you know, before 9/11. Yeah. After I probably would have got.
Oh yeah, you would have been
anal probed and strip searched and, you know, molested, all that fun yeah. stuff.
We flew to Las Vegas with my parents a month after 9/11 because it was October, so about maybe around the end of October, and my father forgot his ID at home and. TSA let him on the plane with a Costco card as identification.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Well, he didn't fit the profile.
Wait a minute. The entire country just got violated and they let a man on a plane with a Costco card. That makes no sense.
Look, after 9/11, I went to Vegas too shortly after. And, you know, we were like, oh, this is going to be, you know, torture or whatever. Going, it was nothing.
It was
like,
nothing.
Walk right through the people, these two guys that were standing there just like, yeah, go on through. We were like, really? All right.
Yeah, I really thought that they were going to beef up security, but there is not much going on. I think that the TSA is really clueless.
Yeah.
Well, I do know a couple people who work for them, so I would say yes, that's correct.
That they are clueless.
Yes.
I would say that they probably only catch a third of what's going through those.
That's very generous if you think it's a third. I would say a lot less.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Not only that, but the problem with America is that we went and publicized everything from Facebook to the national news to making everything accessible for everybody to absorb and read. So we give our enemies our own plans.
Right.
We tell people by advertising where we're all going to be and what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, and there's actually criminals that will break in your house from looking on Facebook, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what I like to do is pretend I'm somewhere else and sit by the door with a gun.
It's fantastic. Well, you know what?
Target practice.
You know what? And I actually want to talk about that because that has been something that's been bothering me for weeks. And I actually got something from the school that talked about children legally can't have a Facebook page until they're 14. You know?
What?
Yeah. Kids can't have Facebook pages.
I never heard that before, but that's, you know.
Yeah. It's in the terms of service of Facebook.
Oh, but yeah, you can lie and say you're whatever.
Yeah. Of course. You know, obviously not very much enforced, but yeah. Yes. Yeah. I remember. I think I remember that. There was originally something like that. Are you over 14 years of age?
Absolutely. Like, but at the end of the day, if your child at any point who's under the age of 18 goes onto a social media website and does anything wrong, they're coming after you, the parents. That is a huge form of bullying at this point. You know, social media can be used as bullying. It's used as information grabbers and stalking tools and things like this. It's a way for people to platform everything that they want to say and steal the little bits of information that they want to use against people.
So you mean, yeah, I already do all that on Facebook too, though. I'm not going to lie.
Everybody does it.
Yeah. I do all that.
Everybody does it. I didn't say anyone was excused from it. Everybody does it. So we give all of this information out, and it's absolutely the thing that I started to scale back on was posting personal pictures, tagging in at places, saying full names of my children. Prime example, my older sister started 365 days of facts about her daughter.
Nice. That's a pedophile's wet dream.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, that's cute. That's fantastic. I'm a mom. I have kids. I think it's great. So I did this for about 6 days and then sat back and thought about it. And I said, wait a minute. And I told you I collect money for a living. Yep. So it's a very sensitive situation. Personal protection of your financial information, your name, your security, all of that is super important. So, you know, you should never put that information out there for anyone.
Absolutely.
So now you've just given an identity thief 365 pieces of information.
Or a pedophile a bunch of information about your kid where they can come talk to the kid. Yes. Oh, I know your mom. She told me. And he starts rifling off the stuff that you supposedly told him mm-hmm. about your daughter. You know, so that's right. You know, wrong too.
Right. Absolutely. So and then I saw another person change their real legal name for their own Facebook account to their minor child's full legal name and is using the Facebook page as their daughter's full legal name. I don't know.
I know someone's mom who did that, but they were doing it because they were cheating on the dad. So they were using it to meet guys under an assumed name. I know it's not smart, you know, but people do dumb shit.
Yeah.
I agree.
Someone stole a whole truck full of Whopper patties.
That's right.
You know, if I'm going to steal something, it ain't going to be Whopper patties.
Well, they must know what time that gets delivered to. That was a premeditated crime.
And you know who probably stole it? I just, you know, I was like, what idiot would steal it? Someone that's having a barbecue? No. Someone who owns a Burger King. Because they're getting all that meat for free.
Yeah.
And you they're going to make straight profit on that.
Yeah.
That's probably legit.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that that could be a really legitimate
situation. Oh, I was serious. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You're getting free products. So all those 99-cent Whoppers, whatever they cost now, dude, that's all straight profit. You got to pay, you know, minimum wage, but you're not paying for the meat.
I don't think I'll have too much Whopper meat.
Word.
Penis.
He sure is a loose cannon over there.
He said, let's do a word. I thought I was just supposed to yell one out.
Word of the
week. Well, you said do a word. You said penis. Now I'm really questioning what's going on over there in your Kelly sweatshirt.
Lots.
We have a word of the week on the corner with K-Hub. And those of you who listen to the show know that we do a word of the week. We always say a word. You can use it. We ding the bell. You don't earn anything. It's kind of like whose line is it anyways. It's just fun. This week, I've chosen unfavorable. It's an adjective. It has two definitions. And the first one is expressing or showing a lack of approval or support. And this was when I Googled the definition. This is what it popped up, and it gave an example sentence. And it said, single mothers are often the target of unfavorable press attention. That was the example sentence.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
It was strange.
Single mothers.
Single mothers are often the target of unfavorable press attention.
Weird.
It is kind of weird.
It was very unfavorable to assume that a single mother was getting the press attention. Idiots. And then number two is adverse, inauspicious. An example here would be, it would be unwise to sell the company while the economic circumstances are so unfavorable. Just use the word. Doesn't matter how.
I hope you don't give my songs an unfavorable review.
He's going to be that kind of guest.
No. You don't want an unfavorable review.
No, you...
Plus, those songs are too amazing.
That's true.
Yeah. And absolutely. I've listened to your music. So I guess we'll do this. We'll talk real quick about you. But I do want to say that on the 5th, we have some treasure hunters coming in. So make sure that you tune in to The Corner with K-Hub. On April 5th, we're going to talk all about relics and finds.
Cool.
Yeah.
And where do they hunt for treasure at?
Time for talk about guest of the week.
I'm just going to cut that off. I need to shorten that. So welcome to the studio one more time. Our loose cannon right here from Eva Under Fire. We have Mr. Guitar Player Chris. What's going on, my friend?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Nothing, actually.
I'm here. I had McDonald's. I had pizza. I'm in heaven.
You did have both. So Jer from the Metal Jukebox gave you a piece of pizza. What was on that pizza?
I really don't know. It was old, but I ate it.
You just ate the pizza?
Yeah.
Without knowing.
It's pizza. You don't have to.
It's like pizza's kind of like pussy. You just do a little sniff test, and if it don't smell bad, you just eat it.
All right. I guess one can't argue with that.
I can never give pussy an unfavorable review.
Never?
That's not true, but I just wanted to use your word.
Oh, okay. Well, no, it's just the word of the week, so you can use it in general. I did not write the word or make the word, by all means. I seem to be having connection issues here at the station. Is everyone else able to log in?
Log into what?
Log into the internet?
Yeah,
are you connected?
I'm on the interwebs right now.
So, you know, I think that it's just that my phone is old, and so the internet is not working out for me. It's very unfavorable, especially when I'm trying to do a show. So let's talk a little bit about Eva Under Fire. You guys have been around for a little while now.
That's not true. We've been a band for probably a year and a half.
Yeah, well, in the Detroit music scene, that's a little while.
And we've actually had our full lineup for a year.
Yeah.
With Corey on drums.
Yeah.
We had a rotating stable of drummers until we got Corey. So it's been about a year and a half for most of us and a year with Corey.
You have an album?
We do. It's called Anchors, and the release show is Saturday, April 2nd at the All Around in Taylor, Michigan.
That's going to be a fun time.
Absolutely. And the album actually is out right now. I mean, you can get it on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, basically any digital streaming site or digital store.
Are you including one of those free Whopper patties?
We should.
I think you should. I don't know if you don't, the listeners might give you an unfavorable review. There you
go. It's a double Whopper. You get a Whopper of an elm and a Whopper of a sandwich.
Oh, it's true. A Whopper of a sandwich. Wow. So tell me a little bit about what's been going on in the band. You know, I know that you guys have just, you know, kind of been busy working on the album and stuff.
Yeah, you know, for the first year, we were basically just writing songs and playing sporadic shows, really working on getting these songs together for the album. And then last fall, we went and recorded 15 songs. And by the time it was done, we're putting it out this spring. But in that interim period, we've actually written a whole other album that we're going to record in May. So expect in the next year a lot of music from us. We're actually going to record a cover of Youth Gone Wild on the next album from Skid Row.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's really kind of out of our wheelhouse what we usually sound like, but we play it really well because our singer really is great at 80s metal.
Really?
She's got a great voice for that. She's just got an amazing voice. And actually, at the show, we're going to be doing a cover of a old Motown song, You Keep Me Hanging On.
Oh, that'll be good, too.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? I could definitely see Amanda doing that song as well. She's got that rasp in her voice.
Yeah, so we kind of tried to modernize it a little bit, like make the song rock, you know, but we'll see. I don't think it's as good as our Skid Row cover, so. But we'll see. See how people react to it.
I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen after your CD release? What do you guys have going on
playing,
in the future?
Playing the 18th for Tom at the Detroit Pub with 36 Crazy Fist. I don't know if you remember them. And then after that, we just kind of got a lot of different shows lined up, different festivals and things throughout the summer.
Yeah. They're staying busy. But they've got a pretty much a full schedule through August.
Yep.
Yeah.
So after the CD release, we got a couple shows. I'm going back to the studio to record the next album. But we do that consecutively in like a week or two. Mm-hmm. Every day we have to go. So it'll actually be all recorded like right away. Then it takes time to get it mixed and back. So we'll probably put that out towards the end of the year. Yeah. But we're planning on staying really busy, and hopefully, you know, the plan is after this album release show, we're going to be buying a trailer. Yeah. So this is the van that we use. You know how it's playing in a band, and you have a van, and it's just not the heat never turns. Yeah, the heat never goes off in the van; it just doesn't.
Oh right. No! So you have to turn it down to cold, and it's still warm.
It don't matter. You have it off, and it doesn't turn off in the back part. Yeah. So we need a different mode of transportation, because after the show, three guys crammed in this little seat in the back with the heat blasting. It doesn't smell good.
No, I bet.
Oh, I bet not.
It's like Batwing's paradise back there.
That's unfavorable for any ladies wanting to date you. Yeah. It's disgusting.
It's like Batman versus Superman in our pants.
Ew. Oh, well, in your pants. You just added a whole new level.
So, you know, and the plan is, you know, we're trying to get our music played on a bunch of different internet stations, some local FM stations, different places around the country. Tom's sending some stuff to different countries even.
Yeah.
And just keep promoting the music and trying to get out there and grow the, you know, it's like a brand, I guess you would say, and try and grow the brand.
Well, that's important. You have to have a brand because that's how people will remember you.
Absolutely. And the thing we're trying to do too, which a lot of bands really don't do, is for the most of the songs on the album that we feel are strong, we're having some kind of video content, at the very least a lyric video. But for a lot of our stuff, we have some kind of video for it. Whether it's a live video of a performance from a show set to the track or just an outright music video.
Yeah.
That's
because
awesome.
If you just throw up a song online, I found you really don't get a response. No one's really going to just go link to another site. Yeah, you need to have some kind of visual. So luckily we have an attractive singer who's a girl.
Right.
And people won't mind looking at her. So we put her in a video. That equals views.
Absolutely, it does. So I have a bunch of your songs here. What do you want to hear? What do you want me to play?
What do you have?
I have Annabelle, Betrayer, Drift, Failures, Summer Sun, and Talk is Cheap.
That's so hard. My favorite's Betrayer. Right. And Tom's favorite's Failures.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play those two. All right.
But they're also like polar opposites. But on the album, let me tell you this too. The album specifically was a capture of the band from the time that we started till we went to record it.
Okay.
So there, we weren't really trying – when we still don't do this actually. We don't really have a set sound that's kind of rock, but it can go heavier and it can go lighter. So it's not every album, every song on the album is not the same. So you'll hear Failures and Summer Sun, which are a little more slow, lighter. Failures kind of has a country vibe, ballady, yeah. But like Talk is Cheap is more punk and screamy. And then Betrayer is just more like a harder rock song.
So it shows the variation.
Yeah, so we don't really limit what we're doing. We all love so many different kinds of music. Like me personally, I love like Nirvana and Deftones are my all-time favorite bands.
Right.
But I love Taylor Swift and Eminem. So it's nice to take a combination of everything you like instead of say, hey, we're only going to play metal. You know what I mean?
I do. I do. And I appreciate bands that do that because I listen to everything. And I think that when bands pull influences from all of the genres of music, it definitely – it shows in their performance levels. It shows in their sound qualities because you're really taking the time to meld the sounds that you love together.
So, absolutely. And I think as a musician, that makes you more well-rounded. Like I use the example of someone that – you know, people in my band, someone else, other people I know that plays drums – he grew up loving Metallica and only listening to Metallica or bands that sound like that. So he's not really a good drummer, and when he drums, it sounds just like Lars.
Right.
But, you know, the drummer of our band and other some of the better drummers I know, they love not just rock. They like country. They like hip-hop. They like jazz. So they take all those different influences, and that just makes you a more well-rounded musician. If you just listen to one thing and play one thing, you're not going to be diverse.
Absolutely.
You're going to sound like a clone.
Their drummer, Corey, used to play in Red's band.
Oh,
yeah, that's how I got to know them originally. So Corey was Suburban Syndicate's last drummer.
Right.
So that just shows you how diverse he was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. See, there's 6 degrees of red.
Yeah.
Right here on the corner of K-Hub. So this is Eva Under Fire, Betrayer. With Summer Sun.
Yeah, I love that
song. Eva Under Fire right here on Podcast Detroit. So real quick, plug everything your band's got going on for us, Chris.
Well, the only thing I really want to plug is April 2nd right now, and then 18th too. But April 2nd, this Saturday, to All Around in Taylor, Michigan, is our album release show. It's us, New Day Revolution, Life at Last, and Ignoring the Echoes. And then
I like that band.
It's going to be a great show. Oh, you should come out.
I told you.
I have children. I cannot.
Yeah. Bring your kids. How old are they? Oh, well, I mean,
wait, can't make 9 it. And 19 yeah. is how old they are. And then,
oh, you got a 19-year-old daughter?
Son.
Oh.
Excuse you, I will beat the fuck out of you for even thinking no.
I was like, oh, 19-year-old daughter,
that
huh?
That is an unfavorable response. No, I do not have a daughter.
See, you're missing out. So you need to come to the – I can't believe you're not going to come to the shows. You can't have the 19-year-old watch the 9-year-old.
Well, the 19-year-old's away at college.
We're going to get her on the 18th, and actually I'm going to give you – I'm going to give you 3 pairs of tickets. You can give them away on Facebook and keep 2 for
– You know I have a good – you know, she could actually use one of the tickets to – for. You know what you could do? You have 2 tickets, right? One for yourself. You can use the radio show to find yourself a date. You could win a date with Kay.
I don't think I need a date.
I'm just trying to help you out.
I don't think the man that lives with me is gonna.
Yeah, she's
gonna be happy
driver.
That you're giving
what,
away.
What he doesn't
on a
know,
date.
What he doesn't know, won't get you
this
on the ID
be,
network.
This will be a. I don't want to be on the ID network.
That's what I'm saying. What he don't know won't get you there.
I think it'll be unfavorable for everyone involved if he hears you giving me away for a date. However, I will come to the show on the 18th. I will bring him so that he can see your set.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
We don't want him to have an unfavorable time.
No, not at all. He's actually one of the co-hosts on the show as well.
Yeah,
so,
he is.
Yeah, so shout out, Hawks. We do miss you tonight, but he's working, so... but yeah, no, this is fantastic. So this is 36 Crazy Fists.
Yeah.
And, so this is going to be at the Detroit Pub April 18th. It is a general admission show. Tickets are $15. You can get them in advance. I do have some to give away and we will be doing this next week. I'm going to give away some throughout the week as well, on the website. So make sure that you are staying tuned for those kind of things. I love free tickets. Thank you guys.
Yeah. Here's more.
What are these?
Nate Mullions and that's April 30th.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a really good show.
That's got Red and Robbie Random on it.
Yeah.
And they've both been in the studio. And obviously, you guys know we celebrated Red's 21st birthday right here on the show. So fantastic. So we're going to give away some of these, too.
And then one more set. We'll give you two sets of Cut Calhoun. He's a former Strange Music artist. That show is could possibly sell out. So that's going to be –
Myrna Matt's on that.
Yeah.
When's
he's been on the show.
Red's on that one too. Yeah, that's really,
That
room's filling up quick.
What date is the Coolio show?
We're still working on that one.
Well, if there happens to be an opening, I will gladly sell tickets to get Eva Under Fire somewhere on that bill.
Okay.
Doesn't have
on
to be
Coolio?
Direct support. Yes.
I'm sorry, dude. Another show I'm working on.
I don't think you understand my love and how great. Like, dude, I would
just. Is your hair like Coolio?
I should. It's just my pubes, but I mean, if
Fantastic.
It was, yeah, dude, I don't know. I'm saying it. Well, I'll do whatever it takes to get on that show. I wash his car,
cook him some food. Unfavorable things. For the Coolio bill, for sure.
I want to be in Gangster's Paradise.
Check out Eva Under Fire. You can get him on Facebook for all of their links, and we will put up some links.
April 2nd.
Yeah, April 2nd at the All Around.
And that's another show that's really filling out.
Yeah.
Too.
Good. Yeah. So we can get tickets through you or, I wouldn't take chances.
Tickets directly at the door, they're only $8.
Yeah, they're only $8, and there's no tickets. You show up to the door, you pay $8, you get in, see a great show, you help us buy a trailer, it's a good day.
Yeah, I think last I saw that there was, you know, and Facebook's never really for sure on a confirm, but we had, I think, 120 confirms on Facebook, which is really, really good.
And then about 180 said interested, and then I know a bunch of people who don't like Facebook that said they're going.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So. Yeah. It's the word of mouth. I start, you know, years ago, eight years ago, I was handing out flyers, and that was what generated most of the people in the seats and in the shows.
Yeah,
no
right.
Joke.
We actually did go out and flyer, too.
Handouts,
we did that, too.
That's where you're generating some business. So
we put a lot into this show. We put a lot into the album, and I think, you know, we've done some stuff as a band before, but this April 2nd is kind of like the launch of the band. We got new merch for the show as well. So we'll have a bunch of different t-shirts. We'll have albums there. We'll have cards that show you places you can get the music if you don't prefer a CD, because who wants a CD, honestly?
Yeah. I do. Always.
I will.
Always.
So if you were born after 1947, I'm just kidding.
Hey, I was not. I am not even 40 yet.
Listen, no, I'm just being funny, but no, I don't. I
you
mean,
don't
I,
like the tangible product, the liner notes.
No, I buy, and actually, I don't steal music. I buy all my music, but I buy it on iTunes, and I like that platform. I can buy it on my phone.
You don't have to defend your iTunes to us.
But then I also, it also goes into my computer. You know, technical here, and I put it all on a flash drive from iTunes, and I play it in my car that way.
Absolutely, and you can also plug in to our board and use iTunes. Yes,
yeah.
We
so
get it.
I don't really, you know, what a CD is just more clutter than I'm gonna.
But you sell them.
We do, but we also you can also buy it on, like I said, iTunes and Google Play.
Digital download.
Which is, you know, that's how it's done.
I like it because I still display it.
I like the CD. Yeah. So
before we go, let me tell you this: what I want to do for the next Eva Under Fire release is actually. So I told you we're going back in the studio. What I wanted to do is take the best songs from this album and the best from the next one and combine it and actually have it pressed on vinyl.
Oh, there you go.
Now I like that.
Yes.
Because you know us old dinosaur people, we need tangible products like vinyl.
Vinyl's actually really big with you know younger people too now. It's
Yeah, because it's retro.
Oh yeah.
Oh, look at that retro vinyl.
I just hope Retro Bush does not come back.
It probably has 80s clothes half. We're moving on.
Seven, six, five, four.
we're moving on to a top 10 right here on the corner with K-Hop, only on Podcast Detroit. Real quick, make sure that you check out our station affiliates, Activate and Detroit Beer Company. Falling Down Beer Company. I'm thinking Detroit Brew Pub after we, or the Detroit Pub after we've just talked about them. So I apologize, Falling Down. Falling Down Beer Company. And as well, Tom Stewart Plumbing and Drain, Skinny's Auto Service, and WeStuckStickers.com. So our top 10, we're going to breeze through it real quick. Chris is probably going to want to talk about all of them, so I'm just going to remind us all we have about 3 minutes.
I've done more with less.
I still want to do Let's Talk About Sex. It was pretty interesting, so you will definitely get to talk on that topic.
Okay.
It's fantastic. So listeners in that segment, over the years, they send in questions, and so we answer them.
We should have got to that first. We should do that now. I'm an expert.
All right. Well, first we'll talk about the top 10 worst places to have sex. And then we'll move on to
Let's Talk About Sex. I've had sex in a church parking lot.
Well, that made the list. Number 10 was the ground, obviously because of bug bites and things such as poison ivy and whatnot. Number 9 was in the snow. I've not done that.
No.
I don't think Michigan folk are doing that.
You don't have to have sex and poison ivy to get itchy down there either.
What did you get?
No, I didn't do it. I'm saying there's other ways you can be itchy down there without even using poison ivy.
Well, yeah, you could get bitten.
You could get crabs.
You could. But the outdoors, if you're on the ground and your body parts are exposed, you're more susceptible to things such as lice, ticks.
Spiders.
Oh, no. That is unfavorable. I don't like it. There would be no sex. Number 8, public transportation. Who's on the 7 of Van Dyke bus getting dirty? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Or on the subway.
My parents.
Really?
Not if they can shit up. I don't know.
I'm just, I keep Chris thinking of it as that scene from Risky Business on the train.
I've never seen that movie.
Really?
No.
That movie's great.
Every time someone asks me about a movie, I've never seen it.
Really?
It's the truth. I don't see a lot of movies.
That's like the movie that made Tom Cruise.
I fell asleep during the Batman versus Superman movie.
Well, you didn't miss much.
You know what? I liked it, but I think a lot of it, too, is that I love comic movies, and I also was working at the Russell Industrial Center when they were filming it, and so I would stay after on Monday nights after my show and see what was happening. So to see like the boat scene, I won't wreck it because people still haven't seen it, that I watched and was curious as to what they were going to do with that because I didn't actually see the coming through of it.
Right.
So it was neat. It was neat to just, you know, have that experience go along with it. So it was good because it was a superhero movie. I feel like they're building a foundation for a better movie. Hold on.
Before you move on, you've seen how the movie ended. I don't think they're planning on a sequel.
Yes, they are. You weren't paying attention. You didn't pay attention.
Well, there was people behind me that did not shut up the whole movie.
Oh, no. Here's what you have to do, Chris. We're going to interrupt the top 10 right here. You need to rewatch. You need to go back and see it in the middle of the day when the movie theater is quiet because you have to watch that last scene.
Unfortunately, I did go in the middle of the day because I wasn't thinking, but it was on Good Friday. Go ahead with your top 10. I want to get to these sex questions.
Number 7 was the church.
I've done that. It was great. Next question.
You might as well, if you're going to sin, just do it all the way. Number 6, a beach because of the sand.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I hate when a woman gets sand in her vagina.
Ooh, that's bad. It's unfavorable. It doesn't really make pearls.
That's also a pun for when she's kind of a bitch, you know? Oh. You have sand in your vagina, you know?
Oh, no one's ever said that to me.
Oh, that's because you're not a bitch, but go ahead.
Oh, no, I am. They just don't use those words.
Okay, Meredith Brooks, let's move on.
Did he just tell me to move on my own show? This is my corner, not yours. Number 5 was a porta potty or a bar or an airplane bathroom.
Because if the porta potty, if something else smells worse than the porta potty, you ain't fucking it.
Oh, who would ever think that a porta potty would be a good idea?
I don't know.
We went to Feral Fest last year. That's the kind of place it'd be a good idea.
The Juggalos.
The Juggalos too, yes.
The Juggalos throw poo at each other. Yeah. So this would be acceptable.
They throw poo while they're listening to poo.
Yeah. Yes, they do. They do. It's unfavorable. I don't like it. Number 4 is a hammock. How does this work?
I don't know.
You'd almost have to be in like a bear hold.
There's no way to lift.
No.
Yeah.
Number 3, your parents' bed.
That's just gross.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's gross.
A bed's a bed.
Oh, no, that's gross. Come on, I don't.
No, no.
What could be worse than that?
Because what did your parents do on the bed? That's no.
I don't know, but what's worse than your parents' bed? Now I'm real curious.
Anything relating to pool. People really had a problem with pool, water, hot tub, a shower. Oh,
that's not – that's –
I think that's probably because it's the most tried.
It's, yeah. It, yeah. I think, yeah, statistically, that actually probably should have been number two, and I or number one, and I put it at number two because I think it sucks and shouldn't even be on the list. Yeah.
Right.
But it was a popular vote. Number one was in jail.
Well, I could see that. It might not be the sex you want.
It actually did make the list.
Unless you live in Ferndale.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you're asking for it.
What I really want to know these sex questions, though. That's like
it's actually it's one question. A listener writes in.
Yeah.
I have to go there. Hold on.
Me and Tyrone, we're getting freaky.
I had a whole intro for this part, but I don't know where it went. So this question, I keep trying to use my mouse. It doesn't work. Dear K Hub and anyone else. Oh, okay. I have been a listener since 2013, and I never thought I would be asking a question. So here goes. My name is Laura. I'm in Northern Michigan. I'm 33. I'm in a relationship and very happy. We've been together for 8 years and okay with not being married. No kids, and we have a fun life. Here is my issue. I want to have a threesome. I don't know how to tell my significant other. I also don't know how to tell him that I don't want to include him. How should I approach this? I love my relationship, but it's time for some fun and some time, some me time for me to try some things.
What's her name?
Laura.
Listen here, Laura, you fucking slut. You want to have a threesome, but you don't want to include the boyfriend? That's called being a greedy bitch. If you're okay with letting him on it, all you got to do is bring home a hot chick and say, we all fucking, and he's going to be down. But how could you do that? That's cheating on him, really, if it's going to be you and two other people.
Yeah, that's cheating.
That's a no-go.
That's a no-go.
My phone number is 734.
He's like, call me, I love you.
Call me, I love you.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. Not only that, too, she's not exactly stating that it's a threesome with another girl.
No, and that's what I was going to say, is I would assume that at this point, this could be with two guys.
Yeah, because that's what I'm thinking, too. So yeah, no, you're going to have to include the other person in your relationship. And my suggestion there is that if you're going to – if you want two guys, then you might as well expect two girls, too. It's a trade-off.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, I'm really curious sometimes because these questions arise and they send them to me. And I, out of 8 years, no conversation about anything sexual like this has ever come up in this relationship.
Well, she's just been thinking about it for a long time. You know, women can think about stuff for a long time and let it fester before they ever say anything. Well,
8 years?
So she's been with him for 8 years and she's only 33.
Yeah.
What the hell does that make her?
25 when they got together.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So young.
Yeah. And if she hadn't had much experience before that, then.
No, she sounds like a girl that had plenty of experience.
Or maybe not. Maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe this is the first time she's actually thinking about branching out.
If you've only been with one guy, that phone number again. Yeah. Give me a call.
If you have a hot dog hallway situation, do not call Chris. Right.
Well, you just got to go from the side.
I
had to stop and think about that for a minute.
I agree with Chris, though.
Yeah.
Leaving him out is not the.
No, I agree. And, you know, I mean, look, I definitely – I'm one of those girls that always think that if you're in a single world, a single environment, knock yourself out and do what you want. But at this point, you might not be married and you might not have kids, but you're telling me that you're basically invested for the last 8 years. So anything that you do, you have to stop and ask yourself, who will this affect and how?
Right.
And if you're not asking yourself that question and getting a logical answer, seek professional help. Because if you are actually thinking of stepping outside your 8-year committed relationship where you clearly state, I'm in a relationship and very happy and okay with not being married. Okay, but you're stating you're in a relationship. So once you ruin the integrity of the relationship, it's over. How would you like it if you had to image in your head every single day your 8-year man sleeping with another woman while you weren't involved?
Or just flip it.
Right.
Flip it.
That's
him
what I'm
coming
saying.
Up to you and going, I want a threesome, but I don't want you involved.
She would.
She'd have a.
She'd go haywire.
Yeah.
She'd go haywire.
She'd Lorena Bobbitt his ass. Yeah.
It would not be okay. It would not be okay.
Did we happen to get pictures of this girl so I can see what she looks like? Because, I mean, I'm just curious, you know, just for research purposes, I want to see what she looks like.
We did not.
She top heavy. And, you know, you said she has no kids, so I don't think it'd be a hot dog down the hallway situation. She didn't have to ask for the love stitch or anything. Yeah, I don't know.
We do have, though, I don't know if you guys want to do it. I don't know if you have time. Do we have time for one?
Time for whatever you want.
For what?
What's our last segment of the show? I think we're done
Crisis
giving advice.
Crazies?
Yeah. Do you have time for one?
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, let's do it.
I got nothing but time.
Yeah. Chris and I are good.
Yeah.
All right.
I wish we had a picture of this girl. I kind of want to see what she looked like. I could give her better advice.
She gets awesome questions.
Is that going to make your decision of what kind of advice you give this lady?
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't know if that's the solution here. I have to remember what I'm on here because I can never remember which one is my call line. But we're going to do something. Are you ready for Craig's
list? Crazy.
Actually, it's Wang. No, that's a different one. Stop. They never answer.
Casual encounter ads.
Yeah, we're calling all kinds of ads. So,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, Tom, you haven't been to the show for a minute, but no one does a Craigslist crazy like I do a Craigslist crazy. Even when you try to steal my segment, I still do it better than you do, so don't try that again. This is Craigslist Crazies right here on the corner with K-Hub. And today, well, we have a few, but we're only going to be able to probably get to one. So this one is in the Detroit area, and it says, sex addict seeks – oh, wait, is this the one I want to do? Mm-mm. That's not the one I want to do. Yeah. Oh, there's so many of them.
Let's call a couple. I'd love to talk to somebody. I want to get filthy McNasty on the phone.
Okay, here we go. Phone bone anyone, male for woman, Westland.
Call her. Let me talk to her.
Are you wet and want some dirty talk to get off? Let's play. 734-431-55. We can never say the last ones. Please be of legal age. Never know where it might lead. Kick me at Sparky.
This is a guy.
All right, this is a guy.
Oh, you got to talk. I can't talk. You got to talk to him.
Oh, no, we talk to him, too.
Oh, okay.
Guys, we encourage everyone to talk.
Oh, so. I love this. This sounds fun. This sounds right up my alley.
Hold on. We need to get the phone number, though.
Back to that Lauren girl. Can we see a picture? I'm just kidding. I feel like Tom is going to schedule us a show in northern Michigan.
Yes.
All right, so we need this number. What do we say? 734. Go back. Legal counsel has advised us that we need to make sure that we pay attention when we do this. 431.
Do. There's dead space.
I'm dialing the phone. This is show content. This is important. So if it answers, you have to leave a message, okay?
Oh, I will. What's the person's name, you know?
We don't know. He's looking to play. Phone and bone.
Sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been
sent. See, that doesn't always work out.
Why is Jesus in a...
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I found another. Why is Jesus in a what?
I see like Jesus and like a robin.
No, that's Princess Leia.
It's Princess Leia and a cardinal, and we'll answer that question next time you come back to the show. So I also found an ad on Backpage for the Bayview Bunny Ranch. They are hiring escorts.
Oh, call right now. I want to see if I can be a tester.
We're calling. Okay, so
I'll do taste testing.
Chris is going to ask if he can be a tester. So here's the phone number, 416-895. We'll do this. Hold on. I have to bring up the app because we don't call this from my phone or the station. Because if we did that, at one time we tanked the entire
system.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Because they left so many voicemails. They called back. People call back all of the time. And so when they were calling into the station number, they were leaving voicemails on the station line.
Oh.
Yeah, and so no one could get through. So
You done pissed somebody off.
I pissed. No, they were trying to get a piece of ass because we were calling Craigslist crazies.
I mean.
All right. So you might need the phone. So you have to try and come here.
I can't talk like into you this.
To, no. You
have, I hear.
You can, but yeah, but you got to talk in here. Oh. You're just sitting next to me.
Good evening. Hello?
Hi, I hear you're hiring? For
ladies?
Some escorts?
ladies. Yes, not men.
I'm interested in helping you out with that. Looking for any taste testers? I'm good at tasting pussy and letting you know if it's good or bad.
Ladies, not men.
Ladies, not men. He said, good evening. Good evening. With that being said, we are out of here. Make sure you watch the Corner with K-Hub page and my own personal page. We are going to give away some tickets. And then, Chris, we're going to have you back in the studio. You're flipping hilarious.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, so I think we've been talking about a Craigslist Crazy special. So if you want to be a part of that, let me know and I'll add you to the list because we're going to get eight of us around the table and just call people.
I love talking shit to whores on the phone.
He has such an unfavorable mouth. I love it. Tom, thank you so much for coming in and playing around on air with me today. I appreciate all of the tickets.
No problem.
I appreciate everything that you're doing for the music community and keeping us all unified.
Oh, yeah. I was going to mention that, too. What is it? April 24th, we are doing Detroit Music United. So if you have anything you're doing in the industry, whether it's radio, studio, management, or just a band, if you're a band, come out, bring a demo, bring a CD, bring a card, bring anything. We've got booths set up at the Detroit Pub.
Yes.
That's from noon till 6, April 24th, which is a Sunday.
Yes, and Podcast Detroit will be there. Cave Radio, Chris, where you're at, is also going to be there, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
You can't talk about it?
Oh, we can. I don't know.
Why can't you talk about it?
I don't know.
No Cave.
It's my show.
Cave's coming. Detroit Unplugged's coming. 88.1's coming.
Fantastic. So, yeah. No, we have mad love for Cave Radio. You can plug your show. What is your show over?
Well, I do a show on Sundays from 8 to 10 called Is This Thing On? I just co-host it.
You're on Is This Thing On?
Yeah, I don't
with
even.
Caitlin.
I don't host it though. I just co-host it.
Aw, so there's a picture of me and Kate from. There's all kind. We had a sign Kate's boobs contest at Dirt Fest, and yes, it was absolutely fantastic. So we ran a big booth over there, and it was great. So send her my love. I love that girl.
I'll see her Sunday.
All right. So, if you're not listening to the ever so amazing Podcast Detroit and all of our shows, you can hop on over to Cave and check out what they have to offer. They also have some equally amazing shows on their network. And we love you guys over there. So
this place is a little nicer, though.
Of course it is because we're balls out amazing. I'm K-Hub. I'll be back next week. Peace.
This is a previously recorded episode.